Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
This station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. Here we go. 0344 499 1000. Here we go.
Oh, 0344 499 1000. Now, cards on the table. I forgot my computer today, which is kind of okay, except I did loads of prep. 15 minutes I sat at my computer at home and found a few stories that we could talk about. And I even went as far as to email myself the links to some of them. To some of them, not all of them. But I don't have my computer with it. I've got my phone. I can kind of do it on my phone, but it's going to be clunky. So we'll see if they go. But then here's the thing. You're not in tomorrow, Catherine.
No.
For personal reasons. Personal reasons. None of your business. It's none of your business. It's absolutely nothing to do with it. Private and personal reasons. So just keep your beak out.
We're interring my grandma.
Okay. There you go. You see, you've been invited into Catherine's enclave.
And now get out.
Get out of her enclave. The enclave is closed.
It's private.
So, but I'm not going home tonight. I'm staying up all night. I'm staying at the kids' house tonight because I'm getting up at 6:30 with them tomorrow morning, all right? So I won't have a computer tomorrow night and I won't have you. Tonight I can go, hey, can you find this story about beards being dirtier than dogs? Can you actually find this story about beards being dirtier than dogs? But tomorrow I won't be able to say, can you find... by the way, I'm Ian Lee, this is Catherine Boyle.
Yeah.
I will not be able to say to you, can you find the story about beards being dirtier than dogs? Because you won't be here with just a week, just 7 days after the after I went crazy on air and smeared feces all over the wall and stabbed a member of the Talk Radio team. I'm being allowed to fly solo again without a computer.
Do you want to borrow my computer?
No.
I'll lend it to you.
What for?
So you can use it.
Not tomorrow?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a dangerous game, Catherine.
Why?
That's a dangerous game. I wouldn't lend you my computer.
Well.
Actually, I would because I've cleaned the hard drive. Because I'm a new man now.
Okay,
I'm a new man.
My hard drive is virtually full. I don't think it works very well. So, yeah, go for it.
Are you logged in or out of Brazzers? No, I'm joking. That's a joke, guys. That's the kindest thing.
It isn't. I'm kind all the time.
No, let me finish. That's the kindest thing anyone's done to me in the last 2 minutes. Giving me your computer?
You're welcome.
For keeps?
No.
Wow. That's great. I will take your computer, yeah.
Not now.
I'll take it, yes. Thank you. There we go. I'll put that in my bag.
I'll tell you the password if you're lucky.
Oh, it's password protected. It's password protected. It's one of those. No, do you know what? We're going to do the show tomorrow without a comp. Doing the show tomorrow.
Seriously, you can borrow it.
Yep, seriously, I'm doing the show
all
tomorrow.
Right. Let's see how you feel after 3 hours.
We'll see how we feel after 3 minutes already. I'm struggling for material. 03444991000 is the phone number. The late night alternative, dear listener. You can call in about anything you want. Me and Kath are going to sit here and talk about our day, talk about bits and pieces and flights of fancy and whim and whimsy. Quincy. We're going to talk about whim and Quincy. No, whim and whimsy. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. And you are welcome to dive into our pool of delight. 03444991000. Or sit on the bank and shout abuse. Again, it's the same telephone number, 03444991000. The point I'm trying to make is you can call in tonight about absolutely anything. And I think, the biggest discovery about the world around us since Charles Dickens and his theory of emulation. I have made as big a discovery as the old dude who said that we came from monkeys.
Charles Darwin.
Okay. His name, and that's the thing, no one even remembers that guy's name. No one even remembers that guy's name because it's what it, because already what he came up with has just flitted away into the sky like ash on a windy day. Not ash who works here, I mean like smoke ash, like smoke on a windy day. Whereas my discovery today has already replaced it. This is a really genuinely okay. I'm all right, my tongue is a little bit in my cheek, I'm taking the tongue out. It is an important discovery, right? First of all, first things first, I've got two cats. I've got three cats. One's an old lady. She's over 20 years old. Velvet, Lucky and Mucky, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. They're 10 months old.
Ooh.
10 months old. So they're kind of, you know, they're... Anyway, I was cooking a lamb tagine today. Yeah, that's right. That's kind of the stuff I do these days. I was cooking a lamb tagine and I looked and the girls came in through the cat flap. I heard them come in and I was cooking away. And then I looked over the work surface and I thought, oh, the cats have brought in. They found a dirty old tennis ball. And then I took a couple of steps closer. That weren't no dirty old tennis ball. My cats, I think it was Lucky, the black and white one, had made their first kill. It was a little bird. It was a little baby bird. And I was disgusted. I was revolted. But also, I'm going to be honest, I was proud of them because it's nature. It's natural. It's their instinct, right? They don't know any better. They don't know any better than that. It's their instinct is to kill. They didn't want to eat it. They were batting it around on the kitchen floor. They were both of them, very strangely, just sort of lying there stretched out as if, yeah, did that. It's like they just had sex or something. Like, yeah, that was good. So I took some pictures of it and sent them to your kids to scare your kids, Catherine. And then I picked up the dead bird and I chucked it into the lamb tagine. No, I didn't. I picked it up with tissue paper, of course. I didn't want to touch its horrible, bloated body. And I put it in the bin, right? And then Boily came round because I cooked this lamb tagine and it's a great dish. You gave me the recipe. I'm going to give you that. Yeah. But I just give it a little bit of... what do my boys say?
Je ne sais quoi.
I gave it just a little bit of je ne sais quoi. And Angela and Alan, stay there. 03444991000. And we were sat watching Come Dine With Me. And then we looked out and right at the end of the garden, Lucky was batting something.
Well, she'd been missing for a while, hadn't she? And I said, oh, look, there she is at the end of the garden. And then something kind of, yeah, something...
She batted something.
It went, boink.
And it jumped. Something jumped up about 2 foot in like an arc. And you went, oh, it's a frog. And I said, all right, well, listen, if they kill stuff and I don't see it, I'm happy. I can leave them to it. But if I see them playing with stuff and I can see it, I have to get involved.
Yeah, so we both looked at each other for about 2 seconds and went, we better go and see what this is.
We better go. So we went out there and whatever it was had scuttled away, had gone. Right? It wasn't where it was. And so I was talking to Lucky and I said, all right, come on now, listen, it's cool that you're killing and stuff, but just either go for a quick kill or just don't kill at all. And then she was sniffing down by, it's got one of those... You know those things you put in a swing ball. It's one of those things. And she was sniffing down there. I said, it's not down there, my love. And then I looked and it was hiding under a leaf.
Oh.
was another bird, the similar, identical bird to the one that she killed earlier. Identical. I said, oh, God. And I didn't touch it, but I lifted up the leaf. But here's the thing that was going on, right? The whole time we were at the back of the garden, there was a robin going mental.
Yeah, and we thought that it must have been that. And yeah. it was like hopping around. Yeah. And
we kept going, well, what, robin, go, shoo, don't come back for round two. Then we went in and then we took the cat in and we left the bird there. It's going to be dead. It's going to die of shock. It's going to die of shock. And we went in and we Googled the bird that we had found. What was it?
Baby robin.
It was a baby robin. Right? It was a baby robin.
But it didn't look like one. It looked like a little fluffy
yellow.
Thrush type
It looked
thing.
Like a little canary, I thought. But it's kind of yellow. Identical to the bird it had killed today. So that family have lost two baby robins. Here is the important breakthrough I have made. This changes everything. This changes everything. How you cannot be a vegetarian after this, a vegan even, after this revelation, will heaven have pity on your souls. The robin was upset because its baby was in danger. Wouldn't leave. Would not leave. It was making a lot of noise trying to scare
the cat
away. There were
two at one point.
There were two, a mum and a dad. Trying to scare. We knew it was a dad because we could see it dinkle. We were trying to. Imagine if birds had dinkles.
They have somewhere, haven't they?
Well, no. They've got to be like a little pellet.
Have you ever seen a duck's
No, yeah, I have. I don't want to see it. So here's the thing. Nature has family structure that cares, that loves, that wants to protect its young. And you're still going to eat meat? You're still going to eat meat? Knowing what you now know, that animals are upset when their young are taken from them, tortured in front of them, and killed. This family have... Well, one bird is dead. The second one's going to die.
No.
The second one's going to die.
No.
I made the mistake of lifting up the leaf, so it's going to have my scent all over it. It can't fly, so they can't get... Once a baby bird falls out of a nest...
Well, it wasn't a little bald thing. I think it might be able to fly eventually. Don't say it can't.
I was talking about thinking of little bald things.
I know.
Can your little bald thing fly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow.
Enough power behind it.
Okay, so here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. You can't eat meat anymore. You can't. Can't eat lamb? Mama sheep watching baby sheep being taken away? You can't eat meat anymore. That's it. It's game over. Meat is verboten. It is off the menu.
Here's the other thing we noticed. Yep. We locked the cat in the house with us and we were watching her and she was like...
Oh.
A caged...
Yeah.
I mean, she is a caged
She's turned.
Beast.
It's like she had her first hit a crack.
Yeah. She was, like, steaming around the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'd look at us. Then she'd go back to the cat flap, try and get out.
The cat flap.
Come back again, look at us accusingly.
Yeah.
It was like, you know when you see a bored tiger in a zoo? That pacing.
Yeah,
pacing
yeah.
around the
yeah.
perimeters. And then looking at us like, come on, you know I've seen it. I want to finish it off.
If there are any scientists listening, how do I get this into the Lancet? I want to get this into the Lancet. I have made a discovery. And if any of you scumbags steal it, I will shove a robin down your throat. This dead one. I'm going to shove this dead robin down your throat. I need to get this into the Lancet that I've discovered something pretty, pretty amazing. 0344 499 1000. So I need scientists to call in. And if you're a meat eater, how the hell can you justify your wickedness? This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
Oh, my word.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. We've got David, we've got Alan, but first of all, we've got Angela.
Hi, Ian Cuthbert. You all right?
Can I just say, Just Suze is sending me a series of very badly spelt tweets. I'll just pick one of them. Don't have cats then, Ian, because that's what they do. Oh, no, Suze, it's nature. I applaud my cat for doing it. At what point was I dismissive of the cat doing that? No, I'm glad they do it. I'm going to encourage... Please don't breathe so heavily, Angela. It's disgusting. I'm going to encourage them to do it, Just Suze. I'm glad they do it. It's nature at its rawest and its finest. It's the greatest show on earth and it's free, Suze. So you go away, practice your spelling, and then come back with a point that makes sense. Angela, let's just do this because I'm feeling a bit nauseous. Go on.
Yeah, I just want to just put a few things to you. The first one, you know, about my knee, I've been to the doctors today. Huh? And I have to have it shrinked if it doesn't calm down.
You have to have it shinned?
Shrinked, you know, the fluid taken out.
Syringed?
Yeah.
Okay, can you not just cut it and squeeze it?
Oh, no, don't.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't. No, I've had it done before. You put water on the knee, put it that way, something like that.
Can you drink it? I mean, if you were stuck in the desert and you were, like, desperate, I know how to suck off a tree. I do. I got taught how to suck off a tree to get the sap, the rising sap from a tree. I know exactly how to do it, mate.
Tap the sap.
You're in the woods, Catherine. What time of year is a good time to...
The sap is rising in spring.
Yeah, I'll give you that. And what will be a good tree? To...
A nice juicy one.
Yeah, okay, and that would be a silver birch.
Yeah.
If you're starving in the forest, right, and you can't boil up water to clean it, you've got to boil up water, I'm afraid. Can't just drink it. Can't just drink it from a puddle or from a stream. You've got to boil it up because of the microbes. If there's a tree, what you do, you wait till spring, then you cut open the silver birch and you suck. You suck it hard. You suck it dry. And then you are satisfied.
Okay.
Okay. Away you go, Angela.
I just want to ask...
So I would suck your knee dry. If I was stuck in the desert and I was thirsty, I would prick your knee and I would suck it dry. lovely, juicy Angela water.
I've seen it. It's horrible.
Have you ever seen spinal fluid?
Yeah.
Not spinal fluid, spinal tap. I'm joking. Have you ever seen spinal fluid?
No, but I could check it on the internet if you want me to.
Okay. I don't want you to. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've held...
Is it orangey?
No, it's clear. I've held a vial. File?
Vial.
Vial. I've held a vial of my own spinal fluid. And boy, oh boy, I was sat there and I really wanted to rip the top off and drink it. But I know that the doctor would have been very, very angry with me because it took a long time to gather that juice.
Did he have plans for it? What was he going to do with it?
He was going to do tests on it to see if I had multiple sclerosis, Catherine. If you're going to make jokes about it.
No,
he was going to test it and was going to see if I had multiple sclerosis, MS, as we like to call it, as guys like to call it, and gals. And he did do the test, and luckily for him, I didn't have MS. What I did have was severe nausea and migraines every time I tried to move for the next 6 days. It is the worst feeling. And he said, oh, you'll be fine by the morning. Flipping it. I had to lie on my back with my knees up. And if I move my head 2 degrees to the side, a headache, room spinning, awful.
Is it a similar process to an epidural?
It's much, much worse because instead of putting in, they're taking out.
But did you feel it? Because I remember the epidural.
I remember the needle going in.
Did you hear it squeak?
Yeah, I heard the squeak.
That's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, Angela, these are all just options for you.
Okay, not even something else by you both.
Okay. Did they fix your ceiling, by the way?
Oh, that's what I'm coming to. It's nearly sort of done.
I think you were begging us for money.
And then this is where it gets weird.
Is it haunted? Is it a haunted ceiling? Is it being done by ghost builders?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've left them in the cupboard. Anyway, my mum texts me at 9, as she does.
Yeah, mum texts you at yours, yeah.
So, of course, I always go, buy a lot of stuff off Amazon when I get my room sorted out again.
Yes, of course.
So she said,
you've got a wonderful accent. What's your heritage? Where are you from originally? She got
Leicester.
Leicester. You've got a lovely accent. Accent. Okay, continue over so you play.
And she said, don't buy anything for your flat when she knows it's amazing, isn't it? And she says it's coming for 2 weeks' time. So 2 weeks is May. And the way she worded it, that's not like my mum's texting. Well, you know when you know that...
When someone says, don't buy anything for your flat, I'll be over in 2 weeks' time. You know what that means, don't you?
No.
She's coming to murder you. No, she's bringing you stuff for your flat.
I know she is, but she calls it... She knows it's Maisonette.
Oh, who can... I couldn't even spell Maisonette. Why would... M-A-I-S... flat.
Yeah, just two S's,
exactly. Two S's in flat.
But she spoke to me at 7:15. In the middle of, you know, when Miguel Thomas
is in the middle of the night, I go walking in the street.
Do you find that it's a little bit of a strange day?
No. Well, so hang on. When did she text you? What time did she text you?
Well, she texted me 9:00.
And then she phoned you at 7:15?
Yeah.
Not that strange?
Yeah. And I showed David.
This is the most unstrange story I've ever heard. You've got a loving mother who cares for you, wants to bring you stuff, and you think it's strange. What are you saying? Are you saying she's been possessed? Like that? Your mother sucks such and such in hell? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think so.
Wow, do you?
Even I showed my partner and he said, that is a bit strange.
What? That your mum texted you and called you?
No, the text that I showed my partner about what she said, she said that she don't write like that.
Well, so what are you saying? You think she's being held by jihadis? The jihadis got her. By the way, if anybody wants to do... This is a great idea for a spoof. The jihadis. J-I-H-A-D-E-E-S. Here we come. Do that. The jihadis. It's four jihadists who live in a house. They make rock and roll and they want to create a caliphate. Honestly, I would watch that. I would watch that. And one of them's really dumb. And one is like a, I don't know, like a, I don't know. I'm probably going to get myself in trouble. So I'm backing away from that sketch. I don't want anything to do with it.
Now you see why no one's done it.
If you don't want to do it. Do you remember when, after the Twin Towers, right? And Osama bin Laden became famous. And I remember it being pretty soon after that, that Frank Skinner had his own chat show and he did a spoof on You've Been Framed where it was all clips of him dressed up as Osama bin Laden, like knocking over missiles and stuff and tripping over soldiers and stuff like that. Quite soon after, and I remember thinking, well, that's Frank Skinner dead. Frank Skinner's going to get killed. And they might still do it. They might still do it because it's Osama bin Laden's son now, isn't it, who's in charge of those guys. Breathing very noisily there. Very noisely. Okay. Yeah. All right, Angela.
Ian. Yep. See you soon.
Thank you. Try and breathe through the nose.
So that call there, she was talking about text message that was supposed to be from her mum, but it wasn't in her mum's tone of voice.
It was the jihadis. I don't know if you've seen it. It's brilliant. There's four of them, and they're jihadists, but they're like a rock and roll band, and they want to just create songs and create a caliphate. Very, very, it's very insensitive. I don't watch it. I don't, no, absolutely,
awful, yeah.
Absolutely nothing to do with me whatsoever. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Late Early Early Show
on Talk Radio.
The time has come, the Paul Ross said, to talk of many things, this wild and whirling, wonderful world and the weird stories that it brings to us each and every weekday morning from 1 to 5 a.m. on the Late Late Early Early Show. You know what? We've already visited 55 countries. Join us for a fantastic trip of exploration right around the globe.
The surf report is there's not very many waves, but it's a beautiful day.
It's the stimulating radio encounter of the interesting kind.
But a lot of people just come for the sheer fun.
The Late Late Early Early Show with Paul Ross. Transporting you to another plane. Monday to Friday mornings from 1.
This is actually really, really cool.
On Talk Radio, you know it makes sense.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So the Frank Skinner as Osama bin Laden, I've remembered. It was you've been framed, Stiley, because bin Laden was doing all of those very low-quality home videos from caves and stuff. Have you found the clip?
No, but I found one about Frank Skinner with a banjo singing an Osama bin Laden song. So really, he wasn't scared of poking
twice,
the bear, was he?
Twice. He has done it. Let's go to Nikki. Good evening, Nikki. Oh.
Good evening. How are you guys?
I'm good, thank you. Nikki, what have you got for us tonight? Apart from an annoying noise that means this call won't last very long.
Oh, sorry. Let me switch.
It sounds like you're the ball on the roulette wheel.
Or you're being drained.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is that better?
That's significantly
better. Is this
better.
Ernest Nikki, Nikki Ernest?
Sorry, it is Nikki Ernest.
There you go.
Yeah, how you guys
doing? Can we change the name from Nikki to Ernest, please? Because I do not like this.
I mean, you can do that if you want.
I'm doing it.
My card does say Ernest.
I'm doing it. Change it, Amy. Change it. It's Ernest. Hello, mate. Nice to speak to you. How you doing? How's that card working out for you, the membership card?
Oh, it's great. I've been flashing it to everyone. And almost the same response from every person. What the hell is that?
Yeah, because yeah, they're jealous, envious.
They're jealous.
Envy is a very, very ugly mistress.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't mean to brag, but I'm guessing I'm the only person who actually owns their card so far.
Oh, well, hang on a second. Let's see, because they've been sent out. Alan, have you got your card yet?
Oh, for God's sake.
You are joking. He's been on the phone for 30 minutes and he's fallen asleep. Alan! Yeah. Alan! Alan! Right, that guy's gone. In that case, yes, you're the only person that's got their card yet. The others have been sent out. The others have been sent out.
Well, for this moment in time, I feel quite important.
You should do. Just for this moment in time, because as soon as everyone else gets theirs, you're a nobody again, Ernest.
Yeah, I'm just the same as everyone else. I just wanted to phone up and say a big thank you again for allowing me into your studio.
Hey, no, it was nice, man. It was nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
That was a great experience. Okay. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he's angling for a work experience or something. He ain't going to get it. If that's
well,
what.
I think he's just
I mean,
nice.
That would be nice.
Well,
but...
There we go. Unbelievable. You got something for free, and now you want more somethings for free.
They always have to push it, don't they?
Always push it. Push it real good, Ernest.
Always. Oh, and last night, that interview with Noel Sullivan was fantastic, by the way.
Oh, he was good, wasn't he?
He was fantastic. It took me on a little nostalgia trip. I was about 10 when Pop Stars was on.
Yeah.
It took me right back to my childhood. I
wonder if they're all on YouTube. I wouldn't mind watching that again.
Especially now knowing what we know.
Yeah. Ernest, listen, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad you're enjoying your card and you enjoy showing off. If you missed the chat with Noel Sullivan, actor, singer, performer, you probably will remember him if you're from a certain age, from Hearsay. We had him for an hour last night and I suspected he was going to be good. I thought he'd be 40 minutes good. I didn't think he'd be an hour good. And he was brilliant.
We could have done 2 hours.
Oh, we could have done a whole show with that guy. We are going to get him in again at some point. He's got a big, big show coming up that is unbongoed. We're not allowed to talk about it. But as soon as that's announced, we're going to drag him in, use that as an excuse just to get him in for an hour. But, you know, we'll say, oh, you're doing this show. Brilliant. Well, anyway, tell us more. But it was great. If you missed it, thoroughly, thoroughly recommend it. One of my favourite chats we've done in a long time. If you go to Acast, if you go to iTunes, your usual podcast provider, you will get the chat there. And it's The Noel Sullivan. It is The Noel Sullivan on Twitter. If you just go and send him some love, man. He's had years of abuse and horrible things. Even as recently as Christmas, people come up to him and take in the mic. So just go at The Noel Sullivan. Just send the dude a bit of love because he's a nice guy and I think he's going to become very famous again. And I would like to be friends with a famous person. Please, please. Johnny!
Hello!
Hello, Johnny.
Alan Caddick has been recycling that gag for 10 years.
It's not a gag, he's genuine.
Material.
He's genuinely asleep.
No, I don't believe it.
Well, okay.
Anyway, I want to circle you back to where you don't want to go, the word caliphate.
Yes?
I think that would make a fantastic name for a cat food.
Cat food?
What say you?
Cat food?
It sounds like cat food, doesn't it?
Doesn't sound, he's got a jingle for it. Doesn't sound anything like cat food. Cat food is Felix. Or Whiskers. No. Caliphate.
I must be losing my accent.
I think you must be. Of course, I went to a caliphate once.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, actually. I really, really did. It was a whole fate based around the character Cali from Grange Hill. It was a caliphate.
Oh, mate.
Caliphate, mate.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. I had a good time there. Really good time there. About 1988, I think it was. I went to a caliphate.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. 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 No. There's a band there playing called the Jihadis.
No, mate. No.
Yeah, sure, go on. Right. So anyway, Twitch is the thing. And I streamed on Twitch again today. Twitch.tv/IanLee. My Twitch stream, I'm going to put it family friendly. You can leave your kids there and they're going to be safe. Plonk your kids in front of my Twitch stream. Going to be safe. I'm going to be streaming retro games primarily. Got my Dreamcast today. Brought the wrong lead to connect it to an HDMI thing, but that's coming tomorrow. So hopefully Friday. Friday, we're going to be streaming some Virtua Tennis. That's the plan from the Dreamcast as a test. I've also bought a machine. Get this, Catherine. An adapter that will allow me to play the Dreamcast online multiplayer.
Oh.
Thank you. And
is that the right noise?
That's the exactly perfect noise. But streaming it on Twitch, family friendly. I'm going to put in a load of swear words today, tonight, tomorrow. I haven't got my computer. Friday, so that that those words are banned. F, S, W, C, N, B, BS, the other C, the other B, all the A's. Going to just spend a day typing in swear words.
Oh, and
the
then,
O, the O, yeah, definitely.
And then all the non-PC words.
Yeah.
You know.
Like non-PC words, like Mac.
Oh, mate.
That was all right, actually, and you know it. You know it. Little smile came up and you thought, I can't let this smile help me. Anyway, so sign up, subscribe. This is where I'm going to make my... You can leave your kids. It's going to be the channel that's safe for you to leave your kids in front of. But anyway, so other people have jumped on the bandwagon. The old...
BW.
Exactly. And here's a clip of... Let me just get this. Here's a clip of David Babcock. You know, the Hoover guy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
The Hoover psychic.
Yeah.
He was playing early on today. And what, this is what he had to say about me. Listen to this. This happened about an hour ago. Here we go.
He made fun of me.
The other voice you can hear is Ollie, the vile troll.
Stolen in Paris, so I don't think he's ever been nice.
I tell you what, Matty Sivo is very much the Joseph Goebbels to Ian Lee's Adolf Hitler, so we should... Adolf Hitler.
Now, Ollie is a vile troll, as we know.
We know that.
You can hear the shock in his voice.
Yeah.
If it shocks him, I mean...
That is libelous. Genuinely, it's not even a joke. That is libelous to call me Adolf Hitler. That is libelous. And I will execute anybody who says that.
People
about me.
Have lost their jobs for
less. Yeah. They have. Oh, people lost their jobs here. For less. So this next 2 or 3 minutes is really, really important in terms of my mental health and also the phoning career of Mr. David Babcock. David.
In reference to your earlier topic about vegetarianism...
No.
Right. So you want to talk about the Goebbels thing?
The bit where you called me Hitler, yeah.
Right. If you listen back to it, I never actually called you Hitler.
Okay, well, let's... Okay, we will listen. Be quiet. Let's listen back to it. Here it comes. Here we go. Let's just go back a bit. Here we go. So it's Ollie giggling like a girl.
So I don't think he's ever been nice.
I tell you what, Matty Sivo is very much the Joseph Goebbels to Ian Lee's Adolf Hitler, so we should probably keep them both on side.
Adolf
Hitler.
There you go. And you thought about it and you said it again.
Yeah,
David, over to you, David.
Right, I can go on to the main point, but I will just do a side point. I think there's some confusion over the use of Ollie's apostrophe. right? He said the statement, Ian Lee's what? Which could mean, Ian Lee is what? Or it could be used in the possessive term.
I don't own an Adolf Hitler and you know it.
But
I don't own an Adolf Hitler. You were calling me Adolf Hitler.
I was saying that if you were Adolf Hitler, back in the day, the equivalent of Matthew Stevenson would be Joseph Goebbels, his propagandist, I think he was.
So here's what I've not heard, David, in this phone call. I've not heard sorry. Not heard the word sorry. My kids will hear this one day, probably tomorrow when I play it to them. They don't know who Hitler is. I'm going to tell them.
You'll have to.
In graphic detail. So tomorrow, my 7-year-old beautiful innocent child and my 9-year-old quite naughty child are going to learn about the horrors of World War II because of you.
The admission is guilt is indicating that guilt is there in the...
Okay, so the word you want to say is?
I'm sorry if you took offence.
No, just hang on. David, say it one more time.
Because you're going to cut me off.
Not going to cut you off. We're going to make your point, the other point you wanted to make about vegetarians, but what did you just say? The line dropped for a second.
I'm sorry.
Just say it one more time. The line dropped off.
I'm sorry.
There we go. And I accept that apology, David. David, we'll get back to your point about vegetarianism. I'm glad we've cleared the air there. That's great. Thank you. What a great guy. What a great guy I am. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.